It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of 2 Timothy, we are continuing our series on the book of 2 Timothy, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The book of 2 Timothy, penned by the Apostle Paul, who was once called Saul of Tarsus in the scriptures. Saul of Tarsus was known as the persecutor of the early church, according to the book of Acts and the book of Galatians and other places in the New Testament scriptures. Saul of Tarsus, the Christian persecutor, was converted on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9 by the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. This is Paul the Apostle, who also penned a total of 14 New Testament epistles or letters. Also, 2 Timothy is known as one of the pastoral epistles, along with 1 Timothy here in 2 Timothy and the book of Titus. The pastoral epistles emphasize church order and church doctrine. And this book of 2 Timothy is also the swan song of the Apostle Paul, written approximately 68 AD before his martyrdom by Emperor Nero, where Paul suffered decapitation for the cause of Christ. And this book of 2 Timothy teaches personal references and charges to Timothy for the ministry. It also outlines the gospel and the gospel ministry. It teaches apostasy, false teachers, things that will happen in the last days, and admonitions and warnings for the local church. This is the teaching on the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, part 1, verse number 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Here in verse 1, we see another reference to Timothy as the son of Paul. This is Timothy as the son in the faith of Paul. This is Timothy who was led by Paul to the Lord, and therefore he is a son in the faith. Individuals that we lead to the Lord Jesus Christ become our sons and daughters in the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2 confirms the spiritual son, Timothy, of Paul. Also, here in verse 1, we see a charge to Timothy to be strong in the Lord. Individuals today are attempting to be strong in their own intellect, or to be strong in their own wisdom, or to be strong in their own might, or to be strong in who they know and the networking that they may be used to. Scripture teaches to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Scripture teaches in the book of Zechariah, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. David in Psalm 121 said, my help cometh from the Lord. Verse number 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Here Paul is encouraging Timothy in verse 2 that he can pass on to faithful men the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they may pass it on and share the gospel with others. Titus chapter 2 verse 2 teaches that the elder men should teach the younger men, and the elder women should teach the younger women. Psalm 78 teaches that we should pass on the knowledge of God to our children and children's children. Deuteronomy chapter 6 teaches that we should pass on the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God, and the scriptures themselves to our families when we sit, when we walk, when we talk, when we come together. We are to share the goodness of God and to pass it on to the next generation. Verses 3 through 8. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Here in verse number 3, Paul encourages Timothy to put on the alligator skin, to be strong in the Lord in the time of trouble. Timothy, living in a time where he saw the chains on Paul, the imprisonment of Paul, all for the word of God, for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, Paul encourages Timothy to be strong, lest individuals become weary and fearful of preaching the gospel as they risk arrest and imprisonment for the cause of Christ. Scripture teaches in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Scripture teaches in Acts chapter 14, verse 22, that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. As a result, Paul here is teaching Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier. Times will be tough, but hunker down, Timothy. Put on the whole armor of God and be prepared for warfare as a soldier in God's army. Verse number 4 teaches that this particular soldier does not distract himself with the affairs of this life. For example, in the days of the Roman armies, the Roman soldier was not allowed to conduct himself in other affairs. He was a soldier full-time, focused to please his commander and to accomplish his mission. This particular soldier was not allowed to be also a farmer or a merchant or have other affairs that would distract him from his effectiveness as being a soldier. So is it also we as Christians, especially ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, should not entangle ourselves in the affairs of this world, lest we become ineffective in our Christian walk and our Christian ministry. Scripture teaches in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. individuals that are distracted by the world, individuals that try to be a Christian one day and in the world the next day, individuals with one foot in the world and one foot in the church as a Christian will be distracted in their Christian walk and not be effective as a Christian. The book of James teaches that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Jesus Christ teaches that no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or hold on to the one and despise the other. Soldiers in the army of God must not be entangled in the affairs of the world. Verse number 5 gives an analogy of an athlete. As an athlete, in order to get the crown, in order to get the prize, must abide by the rules of the competition. So it is as a Christian, so it is as a minister in the Lord. If we want to obtain the crowns of glory, crowns of righteousness, crowns and rewards from the Lord, we as Christians must abide by the rules of the competition. We must abide by the Word of God. We must follow what God would have us to do according to Scriptures. Athletes cannot win the game if they break the rules of the game. Christians cannot make it into the kingdom if we break the rules of the Word of God. Verse number 6 teaches that the farmer who labors should be first partaker of the fruits. So it is as ministers that minister and give the gospel of Jesus Christ are worthy of honor as they labor for the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17 and 18 teach, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, double wages, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the labor is worthy of his reward. This does not mean that ministers should give the gospel and serve the gospel for filthy lucre's sake or with the intent to become rich or famous. On the contrary, individuals should be given support only for the furtherance of the gospel, not for individuals to create a material kingdom unto themselves, but only receive support that they may further the gospel of Jesus Christ. Verse 7, Paul teaches Timothy to ensure that he has understanding in what is given to him, that he may apply it in his life. Proverbs chapter 4 teaches that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Verse 8, Paul reminds Timothy that he is forever and always giving out the gospel of Jesus Christ as he teaches and as he preaches. He is ensuring that the gospel is given. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8 teaches that the gospel is Jesus Christ dying for our sins according to the scriptures, buried and rising on the third day according to the scriptures, and that as a part of that gospel, Jesus Christ was seen of the apostles and seen of over 500 individuals at once after his resurrection. Verses 9 through 10, wherein I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here in verse 9, Paul is saying that he is suffering as a criminal just for giving out the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he is arrested and imprisoned just for giving out the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that Timothy, in verse 10, he is enduring these things, not just for himself and the furtherance of the gospel, but as an example to others to see that as they suffer for the cause of Christ, they are making a difference, changing the world, glorifying God, and great is their reward in the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, give an example of some of Paul's sufferings, where it states, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Acts chapter 9, verses 15 through 16. Jesus Christ is speaking on Paul that he will do great things and suffer for the cause of Christ. How interesting it is that Paul teaches throughout the scriptures on the suffering for Christ. Part of our suffering is not fame and fortune. Part of our suffering is not riches and glory and honor in this world, but part of our suffering is being despised, lied upon, betrayed, blackballed, falsely accused, and attacked for the cause of Christ. We as Christians must be careful that we do not fall into the trap that just because some of us may not have fame and fortune, that we are out of the will of God. On the contrary, Jesus Christ taught in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 26, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." Popularity, fame, and fortune is not a part of the suffering for the cause of Christ. When Paul ministered throughout the book of Acts, there was either a riot or there was revival. This is the teaching on 2 Timothy chapter 2, part 1. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His love and kindness, I invite you to pray this prayer with me. This prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Pray this prayer with me. Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.